Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. And the role it plays in life. I talk to a lot of people about what's going on in the world. A lot of people understand it. The majority do not.
We had a little bit of a snafu there. You were off the air just for, I would say 30, 40 seconds. I wanted you to know that. Just thought I'd break in and let you know.
Okay. Am I on the air now?
You're on the air. Everybody's on the air. I think the whole system just dived. Everything just took a nosedive, and I think everybody dropped, and the system dropped, and, yeah.
We're all back.
Well, it's showing that some are back. I don't know how many that is. Again, weird, strange things have been occurring, and tonight's that solar thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get weirder.
Okay, there's a solar flare that's supposed to start messing with things. Well, okay, well, we'll weather the storm. How's that? Keep going.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. For those of you who didn't hear what I was saying, I was acknowledging the fact that it is August the 4th, the alleged birthday of the usurper in Washington, D.C. And, of course, we don't know, since we haven't seen an actual certificate of live birth, if that story is true or it is just an illusion. Illusions are multifold. They're sort of multidimensional creatures, if you will, but they're created out of nothing. They're created to give you the perception or the belief, if you want to use that word, that something is your reality, that it is a fixed thing, it is as it is described, as it appears, as it sounds, or as we are told it is. And if we don't use discernment, of course, what is discernment? I guess it's really feeling and seeing and sensing and knowing that something is a certain way in its truest nature. And so if it doesn't match the criteria of what is real in the highest sense, then it's probably an illusion. On that basis, we could even say that the experience of life on Earth is all an illusion in a sense. And those that control the world know that, and so they prey upon us, those of us who are required to follow certain rules, certain restrictions, certain doctrines, certain political ideals, certain religious beliefs, certain social constructs, and on and on. We could do a show on each one of those elements. So I'm going to sort of gloss over some things, but I want to point out that if we know who we really are, then we know reality. In knowing who we are, knowing what we are, knowing where we're from and where we're going to go, we are certainly more powerful than not knowing those things, especially when we're believing in an illusion, believing in something that's not real for a variety of reasons. Now, before I go into the topic of illusion, we have to at least agree that we're going to entertain a couple of concepts. And many of you have heard these. My listening audience knows exactly what I'm going to say in that regard. We are spirit individuated into souls that inhabit bodies. Much like you can buy a car and you can get in it and you can move it in a direction to take you somewhere. You can get out of the vehicle, close the door, walk away. You don't feel attached to it like you do when you're inside of it. And we, and most living things that have spirit in them operate under the same laws. The perceptions and the understanding of what that entity is perceiving and experiencing is quite unique. My experiences in my life are different than yours. And yours are different from everyone else's. We are all unique in that respect because we are the creators of our reality. By nature, by our true nature, we are the creators of our reality. Now, if we're allowing others to create that reality for us, that's outside of the true nature of who we are. We are spirit, all of us connected to each other in that way, individuated into souls that come and inhabit a body. We have been taught to entertain the concept of ego or egoism as our reality, and we are constantly fed images, thoughts, concepts, ideas, sounds, and emotions that cause us to operate on a certain frequency to cause us to accept illusions as reality. Television is the perfect example. If we are not our bodies, as I was saying, you can get into a car and you can get out. If we are not our bodies, then we have to agree that our bodies are given to us for the purpose of housing the soul, the individuated entity that is part of the whole spirit. That is a process that evolved from creation. That's the only use of the word evolved that I'm going to use, or evolution. In the sense that we were created as part of the creation, as part of the creator, so that the creator could experience himself through our individuation. Now we have minds, and notice I say we have minds, and we identify our minds, like my mind, your mind, our minds. They're possessions. If we're using possessive modifiers in describing our minds, they belong to us, but they are not us. They're tools. Just like the body is a tool, the mind is a tool, not the brain. There's a difference. And our minds actually, through our heart, can tune into the universal mind. It's not a head thing. See, if you open yourself up to receive things from the universe through the head, you now open up the opportunity to perceive illusion and accept that as the reality. It comes in all forms, all shapes, all manners. Again, television. There's a lot of illusion on television. There's a lot of illusion on a computer. There are computer games which are based totally on illusion. And yet, when you tune into that frequency, you are actually lowering your own frequency. You're actually subjecting yourself to whatever that program can do. And you may not be consciously deciding to act the way the program is acting, or to create a bunch of possibilities. You press a button this way and something moves in the opposite direction, or you press the opposite button and it moves in the opposite direction. And somehow we enjoy that, and we become even addicted to that, to where we can't pull ourselves away from this false reality, because the false reality has a lot of interesting twists to it. Yet it's being designed for us. So even if it seemed on the surface to be not harmful or to be beneficial, if you are not creating that reality, you are allowing someone else to create that reality for you. Now, there were good sides to that. Music performed and composed and conceived in a manner that would enrich the soul is going to open you to more enrichment. And music that's destructive to your ears or your mind or your whole body, because your body absorbs many different frequencies on many different levels when you're listening to music. You could damage your eardrums by listening to music too loud, or cause your whole metabolic system to function in a different way, because the music has a tendency to captivate certain aspects of your unconsciousness, because your body responds to those vibrations whether you're aware of it or not. And it can be targeted to the mind as well. The truth is going to come through the soul every time. That is your connection to creation. That is your connection to light. That is your connection to health and happiness and peace and love and everything that is of the creation. It expands. And so if it's creative in the area of abundance, it's expansive abundance. It grows. It increases. And it doesn't have to be money that I'm talking about. Abundant health. Certainly abundant wealth can be lots of things. Having everything that you require to fulfill your life's purpose. And it's to be created by you. Why not? That is how the universe was created. We're not the person that we see in the mirror, but we're shown images. And men and women alike are very concerned with how they look, and they base how they feel on how they look, or how people respond to how they look. And everybody's perception is quite a bit different in that regard. And we hear these things all the time. Certain men like very large women. Certain tiny women like very large men. And then there are a lot of people that like someone that's the same size. Everybody has a different taste, a different perception of who they are and who they would like in their life. And there's a myriad of possibilities, endless possibilities of how that can occur on a planet that's changing ever more. Now, why is it important to understand our nature? Well, it gives us direction. It gives us purpose. It empowers us. So we could conclude that those that try to disempower us block all those natural aspects of who we really are. They show us illusions. They speak illusions to us. They covertly subject us to other types of illusion. And if they're outside of who we are, then they're not our creation. We are all creators individually, and we are all co-creators, because we're likewise, simultaneously, on another level, co-creating the whole reality. And when we allow others to do that on our behalf, without our permission, without our blessing, without our knowledge, without our perception, we are allowing another to control us and to take that gift of the Creator away from us. Therein lies all the problems of the world. because those that do that are destructive in nature. They're the antithesis of the creation. So instead of expanding as a population, their idea is to shrink us, to obliterate us in any manner that they choose. They choose, not we choose. And if you want to understand how you can get outside the box and see things from a different perspective and see the solutions to the world's problems, you don't have to take them all upon yourself. You can do them one at a time, things that affect you immediately. If everyone did that and they took that responsibility unto themselves, they affect the whole. Because remember I said on a multidimensional scale, we are affecting, we are co-creating. And doing nothing is a form of co-creation as well. And you get no change, or certainly you don't get closer to realizing who you are and experiencing that. That is why we came here. Now, more specifically, some came here to take us to a higher level, to awaken everyone to what is happening. And that's where the problems come in, because those that have stolen your free will very craftily, very shrewdly, they have stolen your free will, and doing nothing about it and not knowing who you are and not understanding that it is all an illusion. It's created to cause you to think that what you're seeing is the only possibility, the only outcome, the only reality. And they use the word reality TV specifically to drive that into your subconscious, that somehow you're looking at something that's real. No matter how dysfunctional it is, because it's on TV, it must be good. And when they feel they're losing that grip on you, then they create some event and they come on the news, and now it's official information. Now this is serious, because they don't usually have the music playing while they're talking. And although they do use special effects, they're subtle. And they use them in the sound, and they use them in the camera angles, and they use them with colors and lighting. And they use it with words. They create many, many different kinds of illusions. Now, let's get into, so if we're going to assume that we're more than we're told we are, and my listeners know that already, but the new listeners, we're going to assume that we are who I described, that we are of spirit, individuated into soul, inhabiting a body. That is the progression of coming down here. I mean, there's a biological process that occurs, a lot of drama that comes with it. But in essence, that's how one gets here. And you have a certain amount of time, predetermined usually. And there could be, it doesn't have to be cut in stone, but you pretty much know what experiences you're going to have when you come here. The key is learning it as quickly as you can, as soon as you can, discovering what that purpose is, and then embarking upon fulfilling it. And if it's done under illusion, well, then you were someone that focused on illusion. Professional musicians are thought to be something special. Actors and actresses are thought to be something special. But when they're standing in a line to go into a store or to pay for their groceries, they're pretty much like anybody else in the line. It's only the illusion of seeing the actor or actress or that famous musician on a big screen, on a big stage, with lights and special effects, that somehow we make these events something so surreal that it's something to be admired, because it's so out of the ordinary of from our mundane lives of getting up and brushing your teeth and drinking a cup of coffee and going to work and putting in your 8, 10, or 12 hours and coming back dead tired, trying to eat, play with the kids, go back to sleep, and do the whole thing over again. And if you're lucky, you might have a little bit of extra time to do something else, like sit in front of the TV and watch more illusions. But there's a lot more to life. And we have plenty of reasons to be thinking outside the box, because many people lost their jobs when companies left the country. They lost their jobs, they lost their income, they lost their pensions, they lost their insurance. Not that insurance is even necessary to stay alive. Plenty of people are alive that don't have insurance. Insurance doesn't keep you alive, but it keeps you in a predetermined mindset that you're going to have an accident, or that you're going to get sick, or that you're going to be sued, or you know, they come up with all kinds of reasons to have these things, but these are all things that haven't happened. They haven't occurred. And they may never happen unless there's this subliminal suggestion that there's a big chance that they could. And so you have to be prepared. But it's following the predetermined path that someone else is giving you. You're not deciding that. It's accepted by everyone without questioning it. Now, I can give you, I'm going to give you a couple of quick definitions of illusion. And this is the dictionary definition. It's a noun, a false idea or belief. A deceptive appearance or impression. A thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses. Now, what are the senses? Well, we're going to get into the different types of illusions and talk about the senses. But let's say that's true. Let's go to the Wikipedia definition. I don't know who did this article. I may agree with some of it and think that they stop short of really telling the whole truth about what an illusion is. Their definition, and I quote, "An illusion is a distortion of the senses, revealing how the brain normally organizes and interprets sensory stimulation." Right there, I question a few things. It's... Now, they're starting out by saying the senses, and then everything is handed over to the brain, as if the brain, which we've described as a tool, is somehow responsible for all of this. It's in charge. What about the soul, which is part of the spirit, that has intellect, that has intuition, that has knowledge and knowingness on another level? What about all that? Does that have to go through the brain? It exists outside the brain already. In fact, it's unencumbered by the brain. So just the first sentence, we can expand upon it and say, well, that's not totally true. How it organizes and interprets sensory stimulation. What if it doesn't organize the information at all? Or what if there's no stimulation? What if one is just observing it? Is seeing it considered stimulation, or feeling it on an invisible level? Is that stimulation? We're now asking some physical aspect of us to interpret the truth, which is outside of the brain. Doesn't need the brain to exist. I go on. While illusions distort reality, they are generally shared by most people. I could say a lot there, but I'll continue. Illusions may occur with more of the human senses than vision, but visual illusions, optical illusions, are the most well-known and understood. Actually, I don't think they are. 9/11 is a perfect example of that. People saw optical illusions, and they saw some things happening, but again, if you take the original concept, the experience of life is all about an illusion. And everything that exists in it is an illusion. It seems real until you understand its purpose for being created and being there, whether you created it or someone else did it on your behalf. Until you come to the knowledge of what the source of that was, it's an illusion. The moment you understand what it was and what the source of it was, the illusion disappears. And now you see the truth. Let's use an example. Let's say you have, there's an example. This is an optical illusion. I'm going to use the Wikipedia description of this. An optical illusion, also called a visual illusion, is characterized by visually perceived images that differ from objective reality. That's a loaded one there. Now, I wouldn't have to say that I agree with that. The information gathered by the eye is processed in the brain to give a percept that does not tally with the physical measurement of the stimulus source. That's a bit nebulous. That's almost an illusory definition. The eye is not the only place where the illusion can occur. In fact, it can occur in the brain. Let's say a person who's colored blind, who has damage to their optic nerve, is going to see something happen, but they're not going to see it in the same details as a person that has color perception. A green light to a person who's colorblind looks gray. And other colors also are different in their own respect. It depends on the level of color blindness. We see things in different intensities. Some people see things multidimensionally. But these definitions tend to keep us in a more two-dimensional, or in some cases, three-dimensional reality. See, how they tell us, how they define what these things mean, has everything to do with our perception, with how powerful the illusion is. Now, there are physiological illusions. There are cognitive illusions. There are, we could describe a very commonly seen optical illusion. And it's quite harmless in and of itself until you apply the same principle somewhere else. Say you have a stick and it's 4 feet long. And it's very straight, perfectly straight, 4 feet long, and say 1 inch by 1 inch. Say it's a rectangular shaped stick, 4 feet long. You take that and put it in the water of a swimming pool. As you're putting it into the water, the image bends. Now, the water causes that phenomenon to occur because of reflection and refraction, giving the illusion that now that stick, when it entered the water, turned at a certain angle, and it depends how you hold it against the light and the reflection and the refraction that's seen. Now, how that looks to you is going to depend on your vision as well. And everyone's vision is different from the next. And everyone's consciousness, everyone's perception is all impacted by a myriad of other things. So how that looks could be absolutely different to everyone looking at it. Now, when you take that stick out of the water, it becomes straight again. And now it's wet. You're seeing water possibly dripping off of it, or it could have absorbed some of the water and it has a darker color. But it's straight now. So there are other things happening to it. Now, how do you do this with a whole country, or the whole world for that matter, on an event like 9/11? How do you do that? Well, when you take the stick out of the pool, you've taken it out of the box. The distortion, as we say, in the matrix, in the box. Imagine the pool is the box. You take that stick out of the box and you see it for what it is. You don't see the distorted version or the altered version, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a distortion. Remember, it's a reflection and a refraction. It distorts the major light stream because now you're giving it a different perspective or different angle through which to operate, to exist. When you pull it out of the box, which is the pool, it straightens out. You see it for what it is. Now you take 9/11, the events of 9/11, put it on TV, it's in the box. The TV is the box. However, you've been trained for years and years and years, your whole life, to accept certain parts of what you see as reality, other parts of what you see as fiction. Sometimes you're shown the truth and told it's fiction, and most of the time you're shown fiction and told that it's the truth. So to escape the illusion, you have to get outside the box. And as soon as you do that, you find out that the airplanes are missing, the towers have crumbled to dust, cars are burned two blocks away. These things don't add up to the normal reality. Take the stick out of the water, which is also the box, take it out of the box and it's straight. You should have a supporting story when you take 9/11 out of the box. And you should be able to see all the inconsistencies and the absolutely insane declarations that were made about what occurred. We watched a Copperfield-style magic show on that day. I don't blame that on David Copperfield, but it's like making an elephant disappear. You wonder if anyone ever actually learned how Copperfield made an elephant disappear. But it was a magic trick. It was actually a black magic trick, satanic in nature. It had aspects which were contrary to the creation, aspects which were contrary to the reality of who we are and in our relationship with the creation. Now, when I get into some specific aspects of illusion and in terms of identifying illusion and turning it around so that we can open up to the true aspects of ourselves. Don't get much of a chance to talk about that on this show. We do talk about consciousness, if you're understanding, and there are many other types of illusions. You can hear a tornado and think it's a train, or you can hear a train and think it's a tornado. Or you can hear thunder as a result of lightning in the sky and assume that it's about to rain. Or that thunder and that lightning is created by natural sources. It not always is. In a time of weather control all over the planet, can you honestly say that all the weather we're experiencing is natural? Or are we being fed a series of illusions? See, these are events. When you create them in line with your highest self, your highest good, in line with the creation, you're more likely to create something that is going to last forever. Forever, even after you're gone. Illusions come and go. We have the illusion of the day. It's sort of like the plat du jour in a restaurant. The plate of the day. One day it's a false flag event in the Gulf of Mexico. Then it's a false flag event on some river or some other ocean. Or earthquakes, tsunamis. And we have other types too. We have wars that are created under the illusion that there are those that are just existing for the purpose of killing others. It's the only reason they exist. See, these are all contrived events. They're all created by someone who prefers that we do not realize who we truly are. And with that, the power that comes with that to shape our lives, to create our lives in a totally different fashion, aligned with the principles of the creation, not fighting it, but on the side. Some call it being on the side of God. And that connection is through our heart center. You know, when we lose love, do we not say things like, well, I have a broken heart, I'm brokenhearted, I'm sad. We describe our heart. As being the victim of that. Rarely do you hear anybody said, you know, my scalp itches, the love of my life left me. I got to scratch my head. You know, it's always the heart that suffers. Yet we don't open up to ourselves. We don't even open up to our true reality. Then we stay in the head. Everything goes to the head. And then we're furthermore victimized by the bombardment, psychological bombardment, and all kinds of exotic technologies that are known to interfere with the true processes under which we operate when we're in line with the creation and all the principles that go with it. I'm going to do something a bit different. I'm going to play some music. And after I play it, I'm going to talk about it. This is a piece that I wrote a few years ago. And it's outside the norm. But I guarantee you, if you just listen to the music and allow the music to flow through you, and you can do that through your heart, It'll empower you to expand and to let go of all the things that you're holding on to inside the box. It was written and created for that very purpose. And I'll be back with you at the end of this piece. Now, that piece was written for the purpose of restoring oneself in a multidimensional way. Now, sounds like a whole band played, or maybe even a larger musical ensemble than you normally see. And yet, with the technology that's available to us, I can play an instrument, add another instrument on a separate track, and keep adding. It's called overdubbing in the music business. Overdub the different tracks and assemble the piece myself, which allows me, in a sense, to become a multidimensional musician. I'm outside the box when I do that. I'm not restricted by the necessity of having other musicians, waking them up at 4 a.m. to help me record the song. Not that I don't enjoy performing with other musicians, I do. But we can create things beyond what the norm is, what is accepted, or what is possible by just thinking outside the box. And those that created the computer software and the recording equipment and the musical instruments, all of that plays a role, bringing all those things together in a creative process. And I didn't use a standard meter. The majority of the piece is played in 7/8 time with the variations that occur in the improvised section in the middle. And then I return back to the general theme. And there are all kinds of things going on in there metaphysically with the music. The chords and the melody and the sounds, the colors of the sound represent light as much as they do sound. But it's on a much higher frequency that that whole process occurs that allows one to open oneself up to a more expansive reality than the one that's given to them. In a sense, you could say I'm doing the same thing that's done on mainstream TV or radio. I'm playing something that was prepared. But the purpose for which it was prepared was vastly different than the purpose that the TV shows you watch are prepared. They're entertainment. I didn't present this as entertainment. I presented it to you as a higher concept that had a different purpose. May have been entertaining to some. Maybe some disliked it for one reason or another. But those that can step outside the box and allow the music to flow through them and allow whatever occurs to occur may have had thoughts about loved ones that passed on or thought about things that they've dreamed about doing throughout their life. Or maybe they considered the concept of God and the expansiveness of the universe. When we're thinking along those lines, we're stepping outside of these constructs that are primarily, by the way, based in fear. Fear is one of the biggest illusions, if not the biggest. That's why so many of the events that the media talks about are fear-based. Someone died. There was this disaster. There was a car crash. A building fell. Planes flew into buildings. Hurricanes are on the way. Tornadoes destroyed whole towns. And so we add that energy to those events. Or we don't even pay attention to it and consider the impact that it has on the whole universe, and we trivialize it. We personalize it, but we do it in a way where we become part of the hive mind, not thinking and perceiving things in a grander scale. It's very compartmentalized, very predictable, which is why these events are created and why they're presented to us the way they are. But that's not our reality. If we can begin to think outside of that reality and look at what's happening in the world today, It's ridiculous when you consider that the person sitting in the White House hasn't proven who he is and where he's from, and can't. And somehow we accept that as a foregone conclusion, that that's just the way it is, and we can't change it. Yet, are we happy with the way things are? With millions of people thrown out of their homes? Millions of people out of jobs? Millions of people dying because they're poisoned intentionally by those that create this false reality? And much like you can escape through listening to music, listening to a song, the reason I played something instrumental was so that the vibration itself was the center focus and not what someone is saying. We're listening to what people are saying all the time. Most of the time, the official sources are presenting us various forms of illusion. None of it is real. We did a show on lies yesterday. Actually, I did three hours or so of shows on the lies that we're told. Somehow we just think that that's normal, that has to be acceptable, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Where is our personal responsibility in allowing that? We can't escape our personal responsibility. And then we can't escape our collective responsibility either. We will individually and collectively be responsible for what we do and don't accomplish in this life. You don't have to be of a particular indoctrination in the educational system to see that. It's not prejudiced in that matter. What is, to use a phrase that Bill Clinton used in the Monica Lewinsky depositions, that depends upon what the meaning of the word is. And he was probably saying ISIS or ISIS to our subconscious minds, just putting a little incantation in the statement. On the surface, it appears to be one thing, but it is an illusion either way. Whether you take what he said on faith at its face value or the hidden meaning. And he may not have been aware that he said that either, as he tried to rationalize the statement, as if somehow that was how he was going to not get impeached. Why do we tolerate leadership like that? Why do we tolerate people that are criminally abusing the financial system and all the regulatory agencies that they create under the guise of protecting us, keeping us safe, giving us this word they call security, when nothing could be more insecure than what's going on the earth right now? The word illusion itself begins with the word ill, ill, sick, under the weather. And, you know, that sickness is a lot of things to everybody. I would venture to guess that no two people feel sick the same way. Their perception of being sick is totally different. And then if that's true, what is it? How does one feel when one feels good? Are we under illusion when we're feeling good? Depends on what's making you feel good, I guess. Our true nature is in spirit. Now, some will say, well, we just are spirit and we have souls. When you consider spirit is the all, soul is the individuation, and our bodies are just vehicles for all this to occur. You can keep creating your reality. You don't have to accept the realities that are given to you. We do that. We do it over and over again, even while we're talking about changing it. And we're not changing it because we're not recognizing our true nature. We're not recognizing who we truly are. And until we do that, we're going to be under the power and under the spell of illusion. That's all I've got to say on that topic for tonight. I could go on for several more hours, but I got to let my engineer, Don Newsom, hit the rack early tonight. Get some shut-eye. I want to take this time to thank all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. Also, Don Newsom for the sound tonight at bbsradio.com. Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. We want to apologize again for the brief interruption. Evidently, the whole system went down for 30 or 40 seconds in the beginning of the show. So if you missed something during that time, I tried to cover what I said when it did cut out, because I have no way of knowing that. See, it's an illusion there, too. I think I'm talking to you, and I was talking to myself and to Don. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest is Michael Anthony. And no telling what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but I can assure you it'll be very interesting. In the meantime, I want to thank you for tuning into the show tonight. This wasn't a rant, by the way. I was just sharing some thoughts that were weighing in on my heart and thought that if I talked about this a little bit and got you to consider that you are much more than anyone is telling you you are, you have a lot to accomplish. We all do. And we can bring sanity back to this planet, and we can bring the laws of the creation into fruition and turn this whole nightmare around. Overnight, we can do that. All we have to do is intend, make the decision, make a choice, and do it. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.